still dear for all the scorned and forgotten. Our flag is still there.
John McCutcheon from 2006. Our flag was still there. Rich in Freeport noted that Don Taylor, who is from Freeport, played the son in the 1950 Father of the Bride film, which is absolutely amazing to think about. And Taylor Fleming, who is a news correspondent and writer, does commentary on the film, and you can learn when you watch the film, if you look at the credits or if you listen to the commentary, more about Don Taylor. A request for Ann Feeney coming up in a moment or two, plus a salute to the month of June, and a few more folks I wanted to acknowledge. Also identifying Father of the Bride is Jess, playing along on Facebook, and Susan, or the other Susan, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRTP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Was it Cesar Chavez? Maybe it was Dorothy Day. Some will say Dr. King or Gandhi set them on their way. No matter who your mentors are, it's pretty plain to see. If you've been to jail for justice, you're in good company. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Stays on the books till folks with guts defy it. Have you been to jail for justice? I want to shake your hand. Sitting in and lying down are ways to take a stand. Have you sung a song for freedom or marched that picket line? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine. Speak our peace. sisters? Will you go to jail for justice? Have you been to jail for justice? Oh, you're a friend of mine.
There's our pal, Aunt Feeny, here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and the Sound Hound is going to be here soon, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Soundhound is ready. He's accounted for, and he is here. Thank you, boy. And he is about to deliver a sound for us. There it is. I didn't even have to. He just dropped it right at my feet. Do you have any idea of what that was the sound of?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
There it is. Good luck. 412-200-5975. It's June. Time to consider falling in love or singing a song with every rhyme to June that you can think of, mindlessly or purposefully. Here's Dr. West's Medicine Show Band for your pleasure.
Underneath the moon in June, I will croon. I will kiss you on the cheek and you will swoon. You'll sigh beneath the pale blue sky. Summer is the time for love and me and you.
1865, a Hefcat started some jive. He said, come on, Gate, and jump with me at the Juneteenth Jamboree. The rhythm was swinging at the picnic grounds, fried chicken floating all around. Everybody there was full of glee at the Juneteenth Jamboree. Trumpets flaring in the air, mellow barbecue everywhere, clarinets moaning in the hall. All the Gates was having a ball. They didn't know how to cut no rug, but all the cats had a gallon jug. Everybody happy as they could be at the Juneteenth Jamboree.
Juneteenth Jamboree here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We have a lot of folks that have been so close to having the correct SoundHound answer, but the judges, as they consider that potential, are saying no. Ricky's the judge. I'm the judge, too. We're both... Boy, you should have seen the look as I made Ricky the sole judge. Now, this is a very specific sound. Of a particular variety of a thing. And it's very solvable. We had a few immediate correct answers. Solve our SoundHound puzzle, 412-200-5975. Bernie in Kaiser, West Virginia, came up with the correct answer. Bruce in Ingram thought it might be a stapler. Not a stapler. Ralph and Donna have the correct answer. They are in Crabtree. Here's Tom and McCandless thinking it's either an insect zapper or his dentist putting in a filling. I kind of could hear both of those potentially. Neither of those is it, though. Patrick is in South Park. Patrick has the correct answer. And here's Larry in Elwood City. He says, I know I've heard that sound. Maybe a label maker. It sounds like one of those newer, more modern label makers, but that's not what it is. That got me thinking about those old Dymo label makers. John in Economy Borough got the correct answer. Mrs. Pudge got the correct answer, who we like to call Wifey Poo. Thank you, Pudge, by way of Pudge. And guess what? Tegan got the correct answer. Drew was thinking it might be a vacuum sealer. What a good guess. Otis and Larkin was thinking it's a drill. Tegan, I hope you don't mind. I hope it's okay if I read this. Tegan wrote, I know I should stay humble, but I've been crushing it with the Soundhound the past few weeks. Little joys make a big difference in the day. That means the world to me. Thank you, Tegan. Aline in Maine just got the correct answer. So did Dust Bowl Jack in Clarion. Tommy in Virginia got the correct answer. John and Carrick thought it might be an electric stapler or rolling up a tape measure. What do you think? Annie is listening with Caden. Caden thought about a mechanical saw. I hear that. Annie thought it could be a pencil sharpener. Jeff in Maine had a guess of a VHS tape going into a videotape player. Not that. Russ in North Carolina got the correct answer, as did Angie in Mars. And Richard on the north side. Jim in Crafton Heights got it. And Mike in Mars was the very first person to get the correct answer. Nick in West Mifflin, you got it. And Dust Bowl Jack, who is in Warren, Ohio, got the correct answer. 412-200-5975 is how you can reach us. Stuart. Oh, a miss, but a good guess. This would be a good sound to feature sometime. The sound of a car sunroof closing. Not that. And Tom in McCandless has a guess of a glue gun. And Bill in Homer City, I am so glad you're able to hear us today. Bill in Homer City first guessed a vacuum sealer, and then he came up with the correct answer. And Brian guessed so many things. He was thinking loading film on a video camera or a regular camera. Dancing right around the answer. It's just a little bit more specific. Jess in Mount Lebanon has the correct answer. And we're going to reveal the correct answer in just a few moments. Thank you for playing along with us today. If you're new to the Saturday Light Brigade, welcome. We're going to talk with the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank in just a few moments. Thank you. Did you come up with the correct answer? It might have been on the tip of your tongue. It is the sound of a Polaroid land camera, often known as the SX-70. The kind that would spit out the picture. That's the only word for it. And it would develop before your very eyes. My mom had one of those cameras. She absolutely loved it. And those cameras are still available new. Chad, who actually had the idea, our technical director, helped the Sound Hound think of that sound for today. And I said, you know, I think you can still get those cameras for weddings. And we were looking. The film makes it cost about $1 for every picture you take. But they still exist, and they are reusable. But that's the sound. The Polaroid land camera spitting out that picture after you take it. Soundhound, thank you. You did a great job. I mentioned Mike was first with his answer, and he said, yes, you might say that I got the answer instantly. Indeed, you did. Kathy in Youngstown, I missed her guess. She thought it might be loading a CD into a CD player. It does sound like that. Jack and Theo are listening with their dad, and they thought it might be a cordless drill. I'm glad you're guessing along. That's what Caden thought it might have been, too. It's a Polaroid camera, said Ty. And Caden also thought it might be putting a disc into a DVD Blu-ray player, just as Kathy in Youngstown thought it might be. And also Larry in Elwood City said, aha, I recognize it. Now, that is indeed what it was the sound of a Polaroid land camera. I think I've acknowledged all of the guesses. Oh, here's Mrs. Edwards. Hello, Finian. Finian Edwards is listening with Mrs. Edwards in Monroeville. And I wanted to make sure I said hello to you. Welcome. And now it's with great pleasure to welcome Oria Yoren of the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. I was looking into this earlier this week. The Summer Youth Cafe Program is more than meets the eye or ear when you hear about how extensive it is. It's very likely if you're in Pennsylvania, in our part of Pennsylvania, that you can benefit from this. Good morning, Oria. How are you?
Hi, Larry. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here with us today. I'd like to sort of jump right to it. Tell us about the program.
Sure. So, like you said, it's called the Summer Youth Cafe. It is a government-funded program that actually occurs throughout the country. And it's where any children 18 and under can get food at no cost. They don't have to register. They can just show up to a site and get a meal.
It's amazing. So 18 and under, low-key, I don't think you need... Do you need to show an ID? It's pretty obvious if you're... 16 or under, it sounds like a pretty low-key situation. But what I was amazed at is the number of sites within walking distance for so many people.
Yes, Yes. Our aim is to provide availability for anyone that needs it. We actually, the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank serves 11 different counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. And there will likely be more than 400 sites available this summer in the 11 counties we serve. And last summer in Allegheny County alone, we had about 200 sites.
Wow. Yeah. If you go to the website, and we've linked to it, if you go there at Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and follow through to the Summer Youth Cafe Program, there's actually a spreadsheet that will instantly show you the sites in Allegheny County, for example. And there are so many listed. The hours are there. You can sort them so you can find out what's the most convenient place for you to go to. So I just want to encourage you, if you are under 18 and listening, or if you're responsible for kids 18 or under, this is a way to get good, healthy food without, you know, any red tape, so to speak. And I have to admit, Oria, I never knew the program was as extensive as it is. Has it been growing?
Yes, it has been growing. I would say, you know, for better and for worse, because the need has definitely increased over the years. There, of course, was a huge need during the pandemic. But since then, the need has not reduced. And so we are trying to provide food for kids, not just in urban areas, but in rural areas as well. And there are sites that are grab-and-go sites. So they serve bundled meals. So kids can receive up to 7 days worth of meals at one visit. And you did mention the spreadsheet, which is wonderful. And we keep adding to it as we get more information from the state. But there also is a find food guide on our website. And if you go to pittsburghfoodbank.org/summer, you can enter in your location or just a zip code, and all of the locations nearby will pop up.
Oh, that's terrific. Yeah, I was amazed at the, you also can look at various sheets by county. You've just as the food bank is known for really throughout the country as being an efficient, or a model for efficient gathering and distribution of food to pantries and community sites. You've done it in this case too, in making sure the information is efficiently distributed as well. People can approach that data on your website and whatever makes the most sense for them. So I hope people will do so. I want to be sure I give the website. It's pittsburghfoodbank.org, if my memory is right. Did I get it? Pittsburgh,
yes.
Food
if,
Bank.
If you do /summer, it'll go straight to the Summer Youth Cafe information.
Excellent. And it's already in service. You can find out the specifics
exactly
for your location. Anything else you wanted to mention, Oria?
Sure. So like you said, it's already running. Some sites actually started June 2nd. There were some, so just to let you know where some of the locations are, they can be found in schools, in churches, at camps, at parks, all sorts of different places. And like we also said, rurally, so there's locations where people can drive up and pick up food. And we're just, our aim is just to feed as many kids as we can, especially because, like we said, the need is getting greater. Last year, we distributed 48 million meals.
Wow.
Total, not just for kids, but for families in general, for people. And this year, we're projected to serve 49 million meals. And so, you know, the concern is there. The prices are going up. Parents are saying they're skipping meals. Some parents are choosing items that might have a little bit less nutrition that they can stretch, you know, over time, as opposed to more expensive items like produce that also doesn't last as long because they can't afford to pay for that. And so we're trying to help as much as we can to make sure kids get the meals that they need.
PittsburghFoodBank.org is the place to go. And Oria, I hope to see you soon. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Yes, thank you so much, Larry. I really appreciate the time to be able to talk about this really important program.
It's our pleasure. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming up.
I ought to know more than I know. I ought to know where this road goes. I ought to know great literature by heart, the history of art. This I ought to know. I ought to know more than 1492. I ought to know what the Buffalo Bills do. I ought to know more than the quarterback's wounded knee. What happened at San Creek? This I ought to know, but I don't. I ought to know about the sacrifices made. I ought to know ration stamps, air raids. I ought to know more than George C. Scott and John Wayne get shot. This I ought to know. I ought to know what the drinking gourd means. I ought to know more than I have a dream. I ought to know about the back of the bus and the crackabilly clubs. This I ought to know, but I don't. I don't know nothing about nothing, but I'm proud to stand upright. I don't know nothing about nothing, but my future looks so bright. Illumined by the light, lack track sound bites and replay to get it right. I ought to know. I ought to know the songs of Joe Hill. I ought to know Trotsky, Marx, and Hegel. I ought to know about the Haymarket hangings and the HUAC. This I ought to know. For Cromwell, I ought to know about the Gnostics and St. Paul. I ought to know what Jesus really said and who the preacher takes to bed. This I ought to know, but I don't. I ought to know what's buried in the landfill. I ought to know about the clear-cutting bills. I ought to know about pipelines and schemes, what extinction really means. This I ought to know. I ought to know for whom the bell tolls. I ought to know the pride and prejudice of polls. I ought to know if the grapes of wrath are union picked by Victor Hara's hands. This I ought to know, but I don't. I don't know nothing about nothing, but I'm proud to stand upright. I don't know nothing about nothing, but my future looks so bright. Illumined by the light, laugh track sound bites and replay to get it right. I ought to know.
His name is Jack Hardy. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and is probably won't surprise you, the name of the song is I Ought to Know. Our After Thoughts puzzle is coming up in a few moments. Thank you for being here with us at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're also going to be celebrating birthdays in about 20 minutes. If you have a birthday that you haven't let us know about, or if you want to check, we will celebrate birthdays occurring today and in the coming week through Friday. You can call us at our usual number and we'll make sure that person is on our birthday greetings. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text. Don't hesitate to do that right now if you care to.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
Do you ever, at the end of your work day, if you work at a desk, sort of shut down your computer or at least clean it up, and you realize how many windows or browser tabs is really what I'm thinking about you had open. I try to close them as I go here. I have so many browser tabs open right now. And it just makes me wonder. I think about the days, and Ricky, you remember these days when preparation of every radio program required one or two trips to the library of 2 or 3 hours per trip, and also the use of about 10 reference books that we purchased that still live in our home. And what a difference has it been? Maybe 20, I'm trying to think. We were early internet adopters. I think it was 1988. We began using the internet long before it was graphical. And don't get me wrong, I'm pleased that we're able to do that. But at the same token, I'm thinking, wow, all these windows, it's hard to keep track. And I say that because as I'm talking, I am looking for the afterthoughts puzzle, which is about the only thing that I closed inadvertently. But it's here, today's afterthoughts puzzle. And are you ready for the afterthoughts puzzle? We're looking for the word that naturally follows rain, double, and pickle. Rain, double, and pickle.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Once again, we are looking for the one word that naturally follows those three: rain, double, and pickle. Good luck. Well, look at these quick, correct answers coming in. John and Addie in East Deer just got it. So did Richard on the north side. Ty in Valencia got it too. Bill and Sheridan, those are great music suggestions. I'll need to look to see if we have them. I'm not sure if we do, but I'll definitely take a look. Nick in West Mifflin just got the correct answer. Nick, you've been sharp. And here's James in Fryeburg with the correct answer. Good luck with our After Thoughts puzzle. Arlo Guthrie pops in now.
I was watching the news tonight, and all over the world people were singing and carrying signs. All over the world, everybody walking hand in hand through cities that I've been. And though I'm not there tonight, you know I'll be back again. I'll be back again. I'll be back again. Germany and all over the world, there are lots of people just like you and me. All over the world, who know the bombs must never fall again. All over the world, and we must all learn how to live as friends. All over the world, all over the world, all over the world.
And Edna just got the correct answer. We've had a few others too. 412-200-5975. And our afterthoughts challenge is to come up. I'll give you one more word in the string. What one word comes after these three? We're going to start with three, and they are rain, double, and pickle. Let's add pork, and I will give you one more, a fifth one, beer. So it follows rain, double, pickle, pork, and beer. Good luck. Eddie Vedder and Glenn Hansard now.
It's Flag Day and they're hanging out the stars in stripes to mark the season. The birthday boy's dressed up in his finery, looking like the king. He's got Maury line in his back pocket. Then, oh, sun to
pick it up and burn it to the ground. A man must have his reasons. Up in sticks and moving all around, the choice was never ours to make. We're a long way from where we started, and further from any promise made. Now he's leaving, oh, sure as the day is long. Now he's moving. Back and forth across state lines, the odds were never even. Riding in a car that isn't ours, through a town we've never been. He's got one foot in the fire, and another step in on a train. Now he's going, soon as the morning comes. Oh, he's broken, oh, more than he could have known. One life was trouble, the other was struggle.
That song was released about 6 years ago, called Flag Day. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, we have more songs from our Father's Day collection as well coming up. Arlo Guthrie did All Over the World. We've had a lot of correct answers to our afterthoughts puzzle. We'll give you one more chance. Rain, double, pickle, pork, beer, oak would be another clue. Wooden, over, not quite. I'll acknowledge the correct answers, and if you wish to call and provide the correct answer, you can at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Linda, by way of Bernie in Kaiser, West Virginia, has the correct answer. Larry in Elwood City just got the correct answer. John in Economy Borough has it. Barbara in Highland Park, good morning. Barbara has it. Oh gosh, what a clue. Cracker. How did I not think of that one? Cracker. That from Russ and Chang. That's a way to show you've got the correct answer. That's a great clue. Martha and Bill are in Stanton Heights. They also are in possession of the correct answer. Oh, Pudge has got a good one, too. You won't find too many of these in Allegheny County, but you will in adjacent counties. You will hear, too. Burn. The clue, burn. Excellent, Pudge. Wine. Tom adds wine as a clue. And Russ also had bottom of the, in addition to over the. Bruce has the correct answer. Sharon has the right answer. And in addition to wine, it notes that whiskey can be added. Karen and Ed, good morning. So nice to have you with us. They've got the correct answer. They are in Kaiser, West Virginia. Aline is in the state of Maine with the correct answer. Tommy in North Chesterfield. Oil, very good. Whiskey, he adds. Oak. And Niagara Falls. Oh, I got it. It took me a minute. I gave the clue double. He said you could also use the number 2 or the number 4. Trish and Cook. Forrest got the right answer. Nick got it. And here's James and Freiburg. I mentioned John and Addie in East Deer and Richard on the north side and Ty in Valencia. A lot of correct answers coming in. Thank you for playing along with us. Annie, listening with Caden in Eastern Pennsylvania, has it. Kathy in Youngstown adds whiskey as a clue. Linda, half of the dynamic duo in Collier, has the correct answer. Jim in Blackridge, on his way back to Pittsburgh from Calgary, must have internet service. He just got it. Homer City, Luciusboro, Pennsylvania, got the correct answer. We were looking for barrel, double barrel, rain barrel, whiskey barrel, wine barrel, pork barrel, all of those different barrels. Congratulations if you came up with the correct answer. Jess said a good clue would be crate and. Ralph got the correct answer too, playing along on Facebook. Tim, who likes to come up with funny answers, came up with mint. Double mint, rain mint, and pickle mint. Not quite. drummer. It's a tough job here, keeping up with Merle Travis. The invisible clogger that we cannot see, but there could be a clogger getting quite a workout. That's Merle Travis with the Beer Barrel Polka. It's time to acknowledge birthdays today and the week ahead. We begin with birthdays on today, June 14th. Happy birthday to Robbie from your kids, Lily and David. Karen of Allison Park from Billy and Rachel. Lark of Point Breeze. Barbara from Allen. And Mark Weekland, happy birthday to you. So good to hear from you recently. Tomorrow, June 15th, Verity of Shady Side from Julie, Dad, and Charlotte. Karen of Zelenople from your extended family. Caitlin from Brianna and your parents, Kelly and Mark. And Aunt Chris of Finleyville from Michael in South Park. On June 16th, we have Barry from Michelle. Joel of Pleasant Unity. Michaela from Mom Nancy. Lou of Point Breeze. Happy birthday to you, Lou, from Sarah, Sam, and us. On the 17th, Ian from Dad Jack in Greenfield, and Lauren of East Liberty from your mom. On June 18th, Barbara from your husband, Jack. Kirsten of South Hold, New York, from Megan. Susanna, your sisters, Mom Penny, and Dad Pete. Moshe of Butler from Grandma Shirley and a Harmony, also on the 18th. And happy birthday to Sarah. Heading towards a milestone, but not quite there yet. And happy birthday on Wednesday, the 18th, to Barbara from, on Thursday, the 19th, to Ryan from Dad Jack in Greenfield, Edward from your brother Richard and parents Hannah and David, Michael of Penn Hills, John of New Hampshire, Marianne of Regent Square, Bob of Greensburg, from Heidi, Jacob, and Alexis, and Annie. Happy birthday to Annie of Mount Lebanon. On the 20th, Martin of Highland Park for Mom and Dad and Renee. Sherry, also Elias of Kennerdale for Mom and Dad and Ivy. Anna of Shadyside for Mom and Dad. Joan of Regent Square from Lisa, Cynthia, and William. Also on the 20th, Nino of Butler from your family, Camille of McCandless, Evan of Hampton, Kelly of Mount Lebanon, and Susie's dad, Paul, will be 83 on Friday the 20th. He, as Susie, are in Alexandria, Pennsylvania.
SLV announces listener birthdays at 8:55 a.m. every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us the information and we'll mention their birthdays on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org.
Include the birthday person's postal address, and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a hard-working uniformed representative of the United States government. Nick in West Mifflin says lock, stock, and would have been another great clue. He's right. Lock, stock, and barrel would have worked as well. Congratulations. If you came up with a barrel, the answer to our Afterthoughts puzzle, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO, New